Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Roadshow season on WEEI brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England by Harbor One Bank. We know your business like nobody's business by Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka, Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be born to mix. And by Land Rover Norwood, where everything is different. We're in Springfield. Jones and Keith coming up at 10, and a lot to talk about with those guys. Celtics, Knicks, beginning on Monday. Everybody seems to be leaning toward Curtis says sweep, full sweep.
I have two words for the series.
Yeah.
Ariba.
I'm going to work on it.
That's great.
Yeah, we're going to work on it. Ariba. Yeah. Thank you.
Red Sox, I mean, it's way too early to judge, Curtis, but another series that slips away that you should have.
That was awful, back-to-back nights. I literally went pee, came out of the bathroom, and I saw Guerrero running the bases, and I said, what a dumpster fire.
It was a bomb.
You're up 6-0 in the seventh, yeah. And you're up, what was it? One run. It was 3-2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last night.
Oh no, it was.
Last night it was 2-1.
2-1, 3-run bomb. Yes. It was 4-2.
And you're okay. If you hit it that far, you're okay with standing there in the box and watching it. You're
pimping his home run.
You're okay.
Yeah, I got that's a celebration. I don't mind that. Pimp it.
Pimp it up.
You could have had him. I mean, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think Canada's not doing business with us anymore.
No?
I think they're mad.
Oh, they're upset.
Are you seeing now on commercials? It's like pre-tariff prices.
Yes.
That's crazy.
What's crazy about
it? Well, I just didn't think that it was going to affect me.
Oh,
the tariffs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now it's like pre-tariff prices. I'm like, how much are these items going to cost now? And for how long?
Yeah, I would wait maybe till the tariffs actually kick in before
Okay, I'm just saying
before
what the
you buy. But
I also would like to get. Can we do something? You're very powerful, Greg. I know it's not the biggest issue. I know we have homelessness and drug and alcohol addiction and all of these things. But can we get a bag of chips to be a bag of chips again? Like, it's insane. It's $7 for a bag of corn chips.
Yeah.
And they're basically 30 in the entire bag.
Yeah.
What is that? Like, during the pandemic, everything just went crazy. Why would that raise prices? Corn's not less in demand or more in demand.
Yeah.
Why are the price of chips so insane?
You get
two bottles of Diet Coke and a bag of chips, it's $10. That was $6 my entire life.
Are you complaining about the volume in the bag? Or
both.
Okay.
All right.
Mostly volume.
That's shrinkflation.
Yes.
I mean, it's just irritating that when something goes awry, it never goes back.
Right.
There's never a correction where, yeah, we're going to briefly, you know, there's a storm, there's a war brewing in the Middle East, and immediately our gas goes up, even though the gas that the gas station has today is not related to that cost.
Yeah.
But in order for the price to go down to normal, you have to wait like 3 months.
You want a full bag of chips, not half bag of chips, half air.
Right. Yeah. And why is Diet Coke all of a sudden twice as expensive?
Oh,
is it better?
No, it's location. It's where you buy your Diet Coke from. The same with water.
What are you talking about?
You buy water in the gym, cost you $4. You buy same water in the airport, it costs you $8.
All right. Well, I don't know. I just want to work on that.
All right. Well, hello and good morning to those that are watching this show on YouTube and on Twitch. And it is brought to you, this show and this station, on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers. And if you're looking for a fun activity over Mother's Day with the kids, then take them to Springer's and they can participate in their Lock It Bar event and create a one-of-a-kind gift for mom for Mother's Day. So visit springersjewelers.com to learn more. And The Hill Notes this morning brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Coco, darling. Oh, it's Trevor, your bestie. Oh, you poor dear. We missed you at Paint and Sip last night. It was absolutely fabulous. Oh, Springfield, how ghastly. I've never been, but I haven't heard one bougie thing about it, dear. Oh, my love. Please, though, do save the date on Saturday. The Corrigan schooner would be right.
Yeah, I love him.
He's so good.
Yeah. So one of my besties.
He'll be back. But you enjoy coming to Springfield.
I love Springfield. I always say it's the nicest, most respectful people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the accommodations are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Showers amazing.
Yeah. Showers are so nice.
Good shower.
Love it.
Nothing better than a good shower.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Good I like pressure. The ones with the little thing, the nozzles on the side where they shoot out at you.
Right.
Good Lord. That's like an elephant.
I'm sure you do.
That's an elephant shower.
Yeah. So, do you back up to that, baby?
Oh, no, sometimes. Yeah, you want to be clean, Greg.
I thought you enjoyed a good bath.
No, I enjoy a good hot tub.
Okay.
Not really a bath guy.
Okay.
I'm a hot tub guy. There's a difference. You know what I mean? The jets. There's no bath. Some of the newer tubs, they have the jets in it. But they're
like,
small, though.
Yeah, I don't like jets in my bathtub.
You're missing out, Courtney. I'm telling you, get some of those jets.
Right. You never leave home.
Change your life.
Go ahead, Sean.
Can't sit here with another wife yet. This is going to piggyback on Wednesday's life jack of my wildly popular mushroom pasta. Except with a twist, magic mushroom pasta. Sadly, magic mushrooms can't be purchased at Costco, so you'll have to keep your eyes out on the black market, so to speak. Simply, after enjoying a delicious, fantastic pasta meal, you can follow that up with tripping balls. You'll be floating higher in the sky than Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. You can see a Pink Floyd laser light show in the privacy of your own home, possibly. Or just simply stand Winnie the Pooh style in front of a mirror and giggle for hours. Give it a shot. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah. I don't think we want Jackson on the psilocybins.
No.
I don't think.
Very popular right now, though.
Yeah,
the
well,
shrooms.
Are they? Yeah, they come from the earth.
They do.
Friend of the show, Eliza Dushku, big advocate.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
A lot of people micro-dose their way through the day.
Yeah, they do.
They say it makes they're chill, they're not anxious, they're able to deal with stress.
Yeah.
I would be terrified.
I know shroom, Courtney, then, if those are all the benefits of it.
How do
chill.
You know I know?
Because you're always like, oh, my anxiety's running through the roof.
Yeah, that's true.
I think our marketing director, Carolyn, is on shrooms all day long.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Very popular.
Go ahead, Sean.
Courtney, your color consultant and I are worried about your choice of sunburn. The sun is not your friend, Courtney, and it's certainly not a deep autumn color.
I actually don't think I've had a burn in quite some time. Beginning
Excellent.
Of Florida had some, but yeah. No, I've worked on it.
I can't wait for Shine to turn granite links into granite sticks.
Hey!
Grab the sticks on the way out here, Shime.
Oh, you must be so excited, Greg.
I will just get a couple rounds in and be ready to rock on the I think we were talking about the 19th or the 20th, so a couple weeks away, right?
Yep. Wiggy, how many holes will it take for him to start complaining that, I'm not used to playing with these sticks?
I mean, that
should have brought him in today, Greg. You could have got a couple whacks behind us.
Greg, I have an idea.
Yeah.
For the match, dress me as his caddy. Dress Shime, dress you for the foundation. It's
going
to be very documented. We're going to have lots of social media there.
Shime had somebody reach out and say their company wanted to sponsor like a hole-in-one or something, Shime, didn't they, for the foundation?
Yeah, there was like a hole-in-one contest or like challenge, basically.
Yeah.
Well, that's money easily spent. I mean, that's not going to happen.
And I think my guy Walter at Granite Link said that we can, if we want, we can have a gallery. So,
yes, sir.
Okay.
So how we're doing the stroker match? I'm
going to leave it up to Shime. Shime did. What do you want to do, Shime?
I mean, either's fine with me, but I think we originally decided on match play.
Right. Shime told me he was scared to say stroke near you.
I didn't want to jinx him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want it to be. Do you want it to go longer, or do you want it to be over quick and painless for Scheim?
So here's my concern is, like, let's say one of you guys has a snowman on hole one, and then, you know, by hole two, you're down seven strokes. I mean, that's going to be kind of ruining it. I think for the interest level of the fans.
Match play.
We do match
play. What's match play for us non-golf players?
So they play a hole.
Okay.
And they get the same number on the hole. It's just halved.
Okay.
If whoever gets more holes that they win before.
Oh, okay.
Nine,
so you win the hole, holes. That's a point.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. All right.
And we're playing nine.
Yeah.
So,
oh, I like that.
Somebody would have to get to five in order to.
I like that. Yeah, that seems like that one's better.
But theoretically, you could get. The problem with it is if we want to go longer, theoretically, I could get to hole five and Scheim would be done.
Yeah, yeah, that would be even
so
worse.
Not worried about that.
Oh, really?
That's a skunk.
Oh, it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen, Greg.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. We could play 1,000 times and that would never happen.
I can't wait till you step up and drop your ball off the tee about 2 feet because of the stress and pressure on hole number one at Granite.
Greg, I don't feel stress and pressure.
Do you think none of us have seen you play? Like, Curtis has to.
What? Because I'm out here. Because I'm out having fun with the people. What?
No,
you've never actually seen me play a legitimate 18 holes.
Oh, he was sandbagging.
I will just say this, Scheim. You know, we're not. There's no conspiracy against you. When we were at Granite, at the Numbnuts, and independently, the four of us said to each other, without being prompted, holy S, Scheim sucks.
Yeah.
Yes, we did, right? I was like,
how many mulligans you get?
Right.
If I suck, then Greg must be the worst golfer on planet Earth.
Oh, Greg was better than I thought he would be.
Thank you.
That's the best joke you've told all day, Courtney.
Oh, I wasn't kidding, Scheim.
I've seen Greg shank more iron shots in the limited time I've played with him than I have in my entire life.
Honestly, though, the best golfer was Curtis, and I hate to say it, but, like, very, very good.
Thank you. I'm trying my best.
That and bowling.
Scheim, was I not playing in my bare feet?
Yeah. No, actually, I think you were playing in flip-flops, and that's by choice.
Same thing.
In my bare feet, Greg, I cannot shank an iron shot.
You also can't see your feet, but that does not.
I can see my feet just fine. At least I can bend over and touch my toes there, old man.
This is what I like. Let's get the trash talking going.
Go ahead, Sean.
It certainly was a mistake a month ago when I tried to be empathetic towards numbnuts, and now he wants to throw it in my face. You know what? You are the male equivalent to Jen McCabe. She's even frustrating attorney Jackson currently during the trial. You both are overbearing, pompous, condescending, arrogant, and insolent. Grow up, numbnuts!
What was the song choice there?
Ben at Work. It's a mistake.
Is it scary that the principal of a school doesn't know what empathy is?
I don't know.
It's the words magnanimous.
It's just
that he came to a place. So could you imagine you work somewhere, somebody contacts you at work and yells at you on a regular basis, and then that person who goes with his company to a job site, and then that person comes up on stage and tries to say that you're good friends when you didn't do anything.
Really?
The guy literally walks up and he's like, my good friend, Curtis. That's not being empathetic.
He really gets you kind of hot under the collar.
Well, because it's such nonsense. Being empathetic means I'm sorry for your loss. Being magnanimous means I've kind of been a D-bag. Let's be the bigger man and take a picture.
Curtis, he'll note.
Get a dictionary. They must have a dictionary at a school.
He'll note idea.
Thesaurus, maybe.
Listen, the angry Principal Dave voice that you do, you should go back and leave.
Right.
He should leave one.
You should leave your own one doing him.
Today we can have meat on Fridays again at school.
come on down, kids. Chicken patties are back.
I'm surprised he didn't come last night.
I know.
This is his neck of the woods.
Yeah, the first time. But is it? Because we're not near Wachusett, are we?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay. Well, because he works near Wachusett. Okay. That's where his school is.
Yeah. Right.
Go ahead,
okay.
Sean. Oh, man.
Hey, guys. Dustin here. Celtics are really good. Bruins suck. Patriots suck. And the Red Sox are pretty good, too. So, anyways, it's Jackson. I'll talk to you later.
That was a different Jackson voice there.
Greg and Curtis is always playing the who-would-you-rather-be game. Would you rather be confused Belichick with a beautiful girlfriend who's holding all of his calls? Or would you rather be Greg drinking peppermint tea, eating scones, and picking out colors for his new apartment? He's making sourdough.
I'd be
Greg.
You would?
Yeah. When is the big move?
End of the month.
Wow.
Really a pain in the butt moving, isn't it?
Yeah,
it really
even
is.
In building, very
it just, it stinks.
Got a moving company yet?
Nah, I'll probably just ask you if you'd come over and help.
We'll have a moving company ad coming very soon.
Greg's moving company is known as Carp, Bobes, and Glass.
Yeah. I don't think I can lift the mattress without blowing my back out.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Chime.
It's roadshow season, baby. Let's go.
We got some good ones coming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been great out here. You guys, you're incredible. You guys are amazing.
Awesome start.
Everybody who came out last night, love it. We're off to a great start. And before you know it, we'll be on the Cape for a bunch of cacas back there.
Right.
But we'll be on the Cape for Memorial Day weekend. So that's coming rapidly.
Yep.
So, Courtney, what is this here hanging on your wall?
It's the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, really? And what does that mean to you?
Well, every time I look at it, I think of, like, so many beautiful things. And it reminds me that we fought off those aliens that time that came down and tried to take over the world. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
Would you take one alien or 100 men?
100 men.
One alien. If they can get here from wherever they've been, that's much better than 100 men.
You know, Superman's an alien.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess I would take the alien then.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, they could probably just point at you and extinguish you.
But what if the alien is E.T.? Then I would take the 100 men.
Right.
Well, what's your issue with E.T.?
Well, he was just like a cute little baby.
Yeah, he's like kind of short.
I don't know if he was a baby. I thought he was real old.
Short people?
No, I'm just taking, I take the 100 men over the one short alien.
According to this show, E.T. played fantasy football.
So, Greg, you've been watching the Red Sox for 33 games now, and you finally decided that maybe Cora is the problem after they've squandered 7 winnable games on managerial mistakes. So all I'm saying is, come on in, the water's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's early, but the tide is turning a little bit. Tide is turning a little bit there. I don't know. Curtis, you always say he's among the greatest managers in Major League Baseball, but
not good. Last night was awful. I mean, Vlad Guerrero was the one guy going against the Blue Jays. You don't let beat you, and he does. And even if first and second are there, you pitch around him. But first base
is wide open.
Just put him on.
Right, wide open.
And that was I don't think that's a second guess. Everybody watching that in real time is saying, what are we doing here?
Yes.
If anything, you pitch around him. See if he swings at a bad pitch.
Right. Don't put nothing in the strike zone.
No.
But, I mean, at some point, like, you improved the team significantly.
Yes.
At least on paper. If they're not able to respond, you can't point, you can't get to July and start saying, well, the roster, I'd have nothing to do with that. It's like, it's on him.
Well, even when we talked to our boy Craig, he even said, the bullpen has been good. We've had some leads, so you're hitting the ball. You're getting runs. It's the mistakes that you're making. When are you going to say, okay, maybe Casas isn't the guy and I got to make the managerial decision to not play him at first base? I know they're like, be patient.
Well, see, and that's the one case where I think he may not have full second it, because I think they are probably – I mean, even Breslow was a little reluctant to offer full confidence in Tristan Casas yesterday. Like, I hope that they are hoping that he turns it around so that he is of value to somebody else. I hope.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But it is still early. I think, what are they, a game and a half or maybe two games out of
I hate that argument also.
But that, you know, like how they Greg, in baseball.
Every time, but I talk to Ken about it or I talk to somebody else, they go, oh, it's the entire American League. Oh, it's the division. The Mets have lost 9 games. That's it. Like,
well, our boy Axe
lost 11, actually.
Okay, 11 games. thank you, Shime.
Two more games.
Thank you.
All righty.
But it's like our boy Axe said, they are in a crappy division, so that's
right,
the only
right.
thing that saves them at this point in
Shime,
time.
Shime, you know how many games the Rockies have won?
Let me see here on the
four. Don't look it up. I thought I said 4 games.
Wow.
What? The Rockies have won 6.
Sorry.
2 more games.
All right. Well, they're just a bunch of losers right now.
Well, you never know.
What's next, Shime?
I heard Shime insured his testicles in case anything goes wrong with the jumper cables.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All righty.
All right. Great job, everybody. Good job. Thank you so much. Hill Notes this morning brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.